Beaver Believers, welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver. Here with you today from Beaverton, Oregon, that lesser-known place, which is now a swamp. We have with us today two special guests on this update. Actually, I guess this would be update number like two or three.
Two or three, I think.
Yeah, but yeah. We have with us, as always, we have Dave, and we also have with us today an old familiar face.
We have Mike today, coming to you live from Beaverton.
What's up, Dave? What's up, Mike?
Hey, Dave.
Or Meg.
Yeah, Meg. I was also the voice of Meg. I mean, I borrowed those things from Mom.
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting thing. I remember back in the early days, Dave used to listen to the show and be like, dude, who's Meg? She sounds hot. And we have with us today the actual Meg, so kind of humorous.
Maybe we can do a Meg book sometime.
Maybe we could.
Do a kind of mass changes on Meg's list and do it up. So how you guys doing?
Oh, been doing all right. I mean, the years. I can't even already believe it's February. We're almost to Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
on Super Bowl Sunday.
Tomorrow. Super Bowl game tomorrow. So who do you think's gonna win? Who do you think's gonna win?
You know, I'm pulling for the Seahawks. I don't know. I don't want to see.
I think the Steelers are gonna win, but I think I want the Seahawks to win. But I think
that's kind of what I'm thinking too.
Steelers are pretty tough.
Yeah,
Seahawks
that's my
are good thinking. Though. They only lost two games, I think.
Yeah, the Seahawks are good. I'm just kind of curious as to. I saw last night on Conan O'Brien there was a. They challenged a Pittsburgh steelworker against a Seahawk from the Seattle region, and they ended up making out.
So, oh, really?
So it was going to be a good game no matter which way you looked at it.
Yeah,
nice.
It should be a good game. We're going to have a party over our place. Me and Dan.
Oh, that's cool.
We have Dan has this large bottle of wine. It's like four bottles in one. This huge bottle of wine.
It's a big old cannon.
It's a humongous thing. We're gonna drink
that's
that
awesome.
Tomorrow. So
hey, that sounds like a plan.
We're gonna be pretty drunk probably by the end of the day. I think.
Nice. Yeah, I think we may. I think we might be.
What time do you guys start your boozing?
Probably start around 2 o'clock or so. 1 to 2.
Nice.
I think I might make some like chili type thing or something.
That'd be cool. make like a little chips and dip or something.
Yeah, maybe some guacamole or something like that.
There you go.
Would be pretty good.
7-layer dip. That sounds good.
So what are your plans, Dave? What do you have going on?
Well, Ted, I don't know. I was gonna go with I think Chris and I were gonna hang out and watch the game, but he's up in San Francisco. His wife's birthday is tonight.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So going up there tonight to have dinner with them, and then I think they're gonna hang out. I don't know what exactly this is gonna do, but as far as me, probably just watch it around here, and then I don't know, kind of see what happens. Kind of play it by ear. I don't really have any set plans. I mean, I have some friends that have Super Bowl parties, but we'll see.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
should be a good game.
So
yeah,
go ahead.
I was gonna say I think it'll be a good game, but I'm looking forward to the commercials, actually.
Yeah, actually, the commercials are the best thing about it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
last year was disappointing. Like, the last previous two or three years have been disappointing during the Super Bowl for actual
good commercials. Well, I watched a preview of the commercials on MSN.
Yeah.
And there's going to be 10 new Budweiser commercials on this.
Are they bringing back Bud Bowl?
I don't know if it's gonna have Bud Bowl. I think they're gonna have the horses play. That's the Bud Bowl.
I remember that.
They do like part of it. You have to watch the whole game in order to see what's happened in the Bud Bowl.
Yeah,
that's right.
I remember that. That was an ongoing thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was cool.
Oh man. Yeah, I miss the Bud Bowl. I heard that they have a lot. This year is the most alternatives to the Super Bowl. They have, like, Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet or something
like
that.
Yeah, I heard about that. And then on another channel, they have, like, supermodels playing football against each other. So.
Nice. That should be pretty good.
Supermodel?
But, you know,
supermodel.
Dude, there could be some silicone splatter.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what, you know, like, you could have, like, yeah, I mean, the supermodels playing football against each other, but guys are still going to watch the Super Bowl, you know?
And, oh, yeah. But it's that halftime, man. It's that halftime transition. It's do you watch the Rolling Stones? the Rolling Stones crippled and staggering around stage and Keith Richards in the haze in the corner? Or do you watch, you know, Puppy Bowl or, you know, Beavis and Butthead reruns on MTV 2, 3, 4, and 5?
Yeah.
Is there a second choice? I wish there was something else. I know, there's not a lot. The Super Bowl halftime show is good. I mean, I actually saw the whole wardrobe malfunction, you know, as
it evolved. I watched that one. That
it took me a while to guess. I was like, was that just what I think I saw?
That's pretty much what that was like my same sentiment, too. I was like, did that just actually happen? But, you didn't miss much. I mean, it was like, if you didn't see it, it was not.
Now, do you think he did that on purpose?
I think he did, yeah. That looks so deliberate.
He had to have actually ripped it off.
That takes a grip.
No, because I mean that was definitely blatant. Like there was no question. But now there's Super Bowl. I guess the FCC is going to run a 5-second lag time on the Super Bowl. So what we see is going to be, you know, thanks to the good old administration.
Colin Powell Jr.
Yeah, good old FCC. Then I'm sure
it's Condoleezza Rice.
This conversation is being wiretapped as we speak, so it's no big deal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, did you hear about that kid out in like Kentucky or something, or Louisiana?
What?
He was a 8th grader. He's now being investigated by the FBI because a teacher's assignment was write what you would do on the best day of your life. If this was the best day of your life, what would you do? And the kid basically wrote that he would blow up, like, radio station towers. He would kill George W. Bush and do all this stuff. And because he mentioned that he'd do all this stuff, the teacher reported it to faculty, whatever. And because he mentioned that he killed the president, it went to the FBI. And now the FBI is investigating. And it's a federal felony to say that you're going to kill the president. And
I have to
say, I think that is stupid. What about freedom of speech? Isn't that freedom of speech?
Yeah,
I think so, but there are also limits. Like you can't yell fire in a crowded room. And
well, then you're making threat. You know, it's like versus fiction.
You're
and
on the mic.
Yeah, Emily's joining us now.
Will Emily
give her Super Bowl prediction into that microphone?
I predict the Seahawks are going to win.
All right, Emily gives it up
right,
for the Seahawks.
I give it up for the Seahawks.
Well, I hope you're right, Emily, because, I mean...
Yeah.
I think the Steelers are going to win.
You guys care to wager a little friendly bet there, or what?
We may play a little poker on it afterwards.
Yeah, might play a little poker.
Nice. I don't think we're going to lay down any bets unless Dan wants to lose more money.
Yeah.
Oh, really? He's ready enough.
Dan kind of has problems with gambling. He ends up watching porn and groping his girlfriend instead of playing.
And he ends up losing all his money.
Yeah, so he'll lose his, like, $10. He'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll put it on Bud Light. Or I'll put it on the 49ers, I guess. It would be a more appropriate way of putting it. Oh, yeah, I'll put my money on the 49ers. Come here, baby.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
Yeah, that's Dan for you.
And then he's got stripper dust all over his face.
Oh, really?
His girlfriend likes the stripper dust, the little glitter crap. She likes to put her stuff on all the time.
Does she put on the cheap perfume, too?
No, luckily she doesn't do that.
No,
she's hot. It's just weird because she does put on the stripper dust, and it's just so weird. It's like you're not going to a concert, you're not going to a club, you're going to... bar, tavern,
to hang out. Dinner.
To have dinner and maybe play some pool afterwards.
Yeah.
It's on the stripper.
Nice. Is that the glitter, then? Is that
the
like
glitter.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's a joke that goes back to, I believe, the season finale of Last Comic Standing 2. Season 2.
Yeah,
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
The guy had this whole stripper dust thing, and it was a great comedy sketch that his wife and him, and she's like, what's this? And he's like, I got caught with stripper dust. Like, going up on this thing, and it was like a morality for men. Don't make sure when you go to the strip club, don't come home with stripper dust, that type of thing.
I see.
But it was funny.
That's cool.
Anyways.
Maybe we should go to a strip club sometime. I haven't been to one in a while.
Well, we were going to go to a male one last night, but Emily didn't want to go. Last night was Emily's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Emily.
Yes, happy birthday, Emily.
Oh, Happy birthday.
So, anyways, it was brought up by a couple of the girls that we should all go out to a male strip club. But Emily denied and said, no, I'm going to go home and go to sleep in my traveling gnome pajamas.
Yep.
So.
Really? And that'd be kind of, that'd be a little creepy if you went into a male strip club, I guess. Then.
Well, it wouldn't be too bad. I've been to them before.
Oh, yeah.
Not for me.
To be one. To go to a male strip club.
Well, I went to the Gay 90s in Minnesota. And that was like, whoa, there was three floors of like men in G-strings dancing on the bar with girls shoving stuff down their pants and men shoving stuff down their pants. On the second floor, there was a drag queen show. And people were putting dollars in the drag queen's pants, like they come out looking like Cher or Madonna, and guys would walk up there and some girls, and they put dollars in their pants. And wow. I apparently found the secret room, which I'll tell you about, I guess, another time.
Now, how did you even end up at a strip club in Minnesota?
Well, I was seeing this girl named Martha, and I went back to Minnesota to see her parents, and her favorite place to go was the Gay 90s. So we went to the Gay 90s because she had to show me it, and it was a very interesting time. We went with her two of her old coworkers that she used to work with back in high school there. So it was weird. I had these two people I didn't know, and I was in this town I didn't know, and I was in this random gay strip club with all these gay men hitting on everyone and sucking face. You see two guys sucking face in a corner. And I went through. This is true. I found the coveted secret room, as the girls called it, because I went into the men's bathroom, and I saw an exit on the other side of the men's bathroom. Like, there were two entrances, one on each side, kind of like a Chinese finger trap.
Really?
So, I went out.
That was a long time.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of a visual example to show the entrances, but I walked out the other entrance, or exit, into a whole new room, which I had never seen before, where there is gay porn on a big screen and men sucking each other off and fucking each other.
Oh, that's just
wonderful.
Yeah, so
that
I found the
really
secret
wrong.
Room through the men's bathroom, and I was like, whoa! And I just quickly looked around, kind of walked. I am secure with my sexuality. I can walk around and absorb this. It's kind of like a cultural shock thing. It's just you want it. You're immerse yourself in the culture while you're there. You know, like, you're going to France, you immerse yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm never going to see this again in my life. So I kind of walked around the room, looked at all the different corners and stuff, saw a bodyguard look at me, and I was like, he stood up, started walking over towards me, and I'm like, I'm out of here. And I went back into the men's bathroom and out the other side. So there's my story. Ding, ding!
That's pretty amazing right there. I've yet to go to a male strip club. I've been to several lady ones all over the place.
Yeah, I've never, I can honestly say I've never been to anything other than female, so.
Yeah.
And I remember that time me and you, Dave, went to that strip club with Tony, or my friend Tony from high school. It was so funny. I don't think Tony had saw a naked woman.
Oh, really?
Up to that point. I don't think he did either.
Yeah, I don't think he did, because we were at the strip club, and they were some nasty girls. I think we went for my 18th birthday.
Well, we went because remember we had that time with Beaver ways back. Like, I'll have to dig it up, but we talked about this when my car broke down. And,
that's right.
I remember we were like, you know, we went surfing and came back over the hill, and bam, my car crapped out. And then, like, that night, just to blow off steam, we went there and, like,
that was right.
Yeah, Tony was a kid on Christmas Eve.
So, I bet. If you hadn't seen anything before.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing because Tony. He was totally engaged with the stripper, like visually engaged. And it was like me and Dave were kind of shooting the shit once in a while. Like the first few girls, because that was the first strip club that I'd been to as well.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it was the Pink Poodle in San Jose. I went there and I was like, you know, I looked and I was like, okay, one, two girls. And I was like, okay, I think I got the gist of this. They're not that great, but you're not going to touch them. Why throw your money at them? So me and Dave were talking, and about, you know, 40 minutes after we were there, we were looking at Tony, and Tony was like, his mouth was slightly agape, and his eyes were wide, and he wasn't blinking, and he was just looking at the stripper.
Wow.
And we're like, dude, I don't think he's seen a naked chick in person before.
I think that was his, I think that was the first occasion there.
Yeah, so there you have it. Yeah. Sorry, Tony. I know you don't listen to this.
I remember I went to my first strip club, and I went to a strip club in San Diego called I can't remember what it was called. It was in San Diego, but I remember the strippers would sit down and talk to you and order drinks for you.
Really?
Yeah, you have to sit there, and when they were sitting and talking to you, you don't want to be mean and be like, hey, go away. So you sit there and you talk to them, but they order drinks, and you have to pay for their drink. They'd order, like, like a regular Coke or Sprite.
Right. You pay for the stripper's drink.
You pay for the stripper's drink.
Yeah, that's right.
It was called the, what was it called? I can't remember what it was called.
This isn't the Casbah or whatever. You said there's a bar called Casbah in Texas.
There is a bar
called Casbah. Well, no, but that's a rock club, though. That's like a CBGB type club.
Yeah.
So
now this one is called, I can't remember what it's called. Damn it, I can't remember what it's called. I'm going to be like in the shower tomorrow. I don't remember what it's called. But that was pretty cool.
That's interesting.
I ended up spending like $60 that by the lap dance. That's pretty cool.
Oh, man. It gets, it's
easy
to drop.
I was just 18 and stupid,
though. Yeah, I know. It's easy. Well, I mean, at a bachelor party I went to, one of my friends took out I forgot what it's called, but he advanced a cash advance on a credit card.
Oh, that's bad, man.
Oh,
you
man,
get charged hard on
bucks.
That.
$600?
$100.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Man.
Wow.
Crazy. So...
One time I went to Vegas with no money. I was broke. Went to Vegas. I had to hang out in Vegas. So I cash advanced $100 on the credit card and fucking hung out.
Nice.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Ted.
Let's get fiscal. All right. So a cash advance on a credit card, that actually is like double your APR or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They charge you like 25%. They don't fuck around.
Man.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, you got to pay that thing back. So I don't know how long it took him to pay it back. I mean, you know,
$600 at a strip club—that's pretty bad.
That's like $100.
And plus the fees on the ATMs and strip clubs—they charge like $3-4.
Yeah, I know. Wow. It's a money pit. I mean,
oh yeah,
but they like they're not dumb, and I mean, that's the way they are.
Fred was.
He was.
He was drunk. He wanted.
Yeah, but the promoters aren't. You know.
Oh yeah, so. they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but man, it's just easy to get sucked into that that sort of that ATM. I mean, it's right there. It's just like you don't think with your you don't think logically when you're in there. So.
You don't
no,
think
you don't.
Without your cock when you're there.
Yeah, you think with the wrong head.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyways, I guess we should be wrapping this up.
Okay.
And let's get some final picks for. Anything you want to see tomorrow, because it is Super Bowl Sunday. Dun, 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 dun. So, Dave, any last-minute picks? What we got here? What we think?
Well, you know, I'm pulling for Seattle, like Emily said, but I think that, you know, I just think that the Steelers are going to win, like Mike said. So, I mean, hopefully I'm wrong, but that's my my bold prediction is the Steelers win by 10 points.
I'm going. I have to be a Seattle man because we are here in Portland. We're a little bit closer to their latitude, longitude.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Seattle by a 7-point win.
7 points. Okay. I'm thinking the Steelers by 3. I think it's going to be close game.
So we're all within like a touchdown or 10 points of the pick. But you know, Super Bowl, anything can happen on Super Bowl Sunday. So
yeah,
we'll
true.
See what happens. But
Keith Richards
but, yeah,
could die in during halftime.
Yeah. Oh, he could go to cardiac arrest.
Rolling Stones are playing the halftime show.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I know. It'll be a good one. It'll
Puppy Bowl,
good
here
one.
We come.
Yeah.
It's not called the Super Bowl if they play. It's called the Senior Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
it'll be good. Like just to check them out. I never got too into the Stones. I was more into the Beatles and just the Who and stuff and the Doors from that whole '60s scene. But I still like their music though. So.
They're good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Agree.
Definitely. So.
All right. Well, in which case, wish everyone a good weekend. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Happy month of February. And
all right.
We out.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Dave. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Take care, everybody.